Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guests on today's show are from Mudrooms to preview Tuesday night's storytelling event themed Food for Thought. And accompanying Rich Moniak from Mudrooms are two board members, and a board member and the executive director of Healing Hand Foundation, George Reifenstein and Melissa McCormick. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
That's nice to have you here. And to clarify, Melissa, you're the ED, executive director,
correct,
right?
Thank you.
And George, you are on the board of the Healing Hand Foundation.
I am.
Is that right? All right. Let's start with Tuesday night, though. Rich Moniak, you're on the storyboard of Mudrooms. I think we all know about Mudrooms. Is this the first show of the season?
This is the first show of the season, the ninth season.
Ninth season. Nine seasons of storytelling. In case we have a new community member out there who hasn't heard about Mudrooms, tell them about it.
Mudrooms is live storytelling around a different theme every month. Seven storytellers tell approximately seven-minute stories. It's $7 to get in. We've had close to between 350 and 400 different storytellers over the past eight seasons. All the proceeds go to different nonprofits. Healing Hand Foundation will be getting our first four shows this year. The profits will be going to them, the proceeds. But we've raised about $118,000 for different nonprofits over the past 8 years. The theme for Tuesday show is Food for Thought.
Okay. And this is Tuesday night at Northern Light United Church, right? Down
right
there in the
7 p.m.
Federal Flats. Do you guys call it Federal Flats down there?
The Flats.
The Flats.
Yeah.
By Cope Park, kind of. 7 p.m., $7. And it starts at 7 o'clock. Who's going to be telling stories that night, Rich?
So we have Mickey Leslie, Ben Kraft, Andy Miller, Colin Peacock, Vivian Mork, Oscar Ortega, and Darren Snyder.
Okay. Rich, have you – or George, have you told a story there before?
Negative.
No?
Someday.
This year, probably.
Melissa, have you told one yet?
I have not, but we have two board members that are going to be slated in the next – in the few following months.
All right. Let's talk about storytelling here in just a minute. So all the proceeds, Northern Light United Church is usually packed for these events. So everyone contributes $7 as they come in, and those proceeds will go to the Healing Hand Foundation. Which one of you would like to describe
sure
it for us?
Basically, the Healing Hand Foundation helps support the unmet needs, medical services, things that aren't always protected or, aren't always paid out by search for search beneficiaries within Southeast Alaska. Things like wheelchairs and walkers, eyeglasses, dentures, those kind of things. We'll also be getting a little into some substance abuse measures and some mental health as well.
Without giving us any names or anything, can you give us an example of something that you've done or the foundation's done recently to help out an individual or a family?
I know that eyeglasses are really a big one. They also help a little bit with escort travel for minors as well. And I know that that's kind of a big ticket item.
Okay. George Reifenstein, you're on the board of Healing Hand Foundation. Why did you choose to spend your time volunteering there?
Well, I joined the board in 2002, and it just and I was working for at the tramway at the time, and it just seemed like a number of people I knew were in need of services that it seemed would help out, and I knew someone in particular who had been helped significantly by the newly found foundation at that point, and I thought this is a great idea. So Joe Kaclan, who was one of the inspirations in starting the foundation, had asked me, and that's how I got on the board. Been on it ever since.
Melissa, you already started to do this a bit, but can you outline sort of the scope of the organization? How many employees? Where are you based? Those kind of things?
I believe I'm the only employee to my knowledge.
Okay.
But I know that we service all of the Southeast Alaska communities, Juneau, Sitka, and again, most of the services are medical durable goods. So, and the one nice thing that I really liked about it is it's not a handout. They have to contribute about 20% to the wheelchair or whatever that they're there. So it's not a handout, but it is a help up.
And who should be listening right now to get involved with Healing Hand Foundation, who can qualify for your services?
Well, if someone is seen at any of the search clinics and there is an unmet need, then they can apply through the clinic, through that particular clinic, to fill out an application and then have it reviewed. And if that's something we cover, and they are willing to put in their 20% towards it, then that happens. And some of the examples of things that aren't met would be we've done what is technically cosmetic dental repair, but in fact is if you don't have your two front teeth, it is hard to get hired for a job. And the typical dental care would not cover that. And so we have actually helped fund operations like that, or you know, work like that, so that, and then somebody goes out and gets a job, you make a big change in their lives. Or if that person get a good set of hearing aids, that type of thing is what we're about, is helping make a difference in their spiritual and their health needs.
Are the care providers at Search probably totally aware of your organization, and are the applications easy to find, that kind of thing?
Yes. You can either apply at any Search clinic, or you can go on to our website at hhf.org.
Okay.
And in any of the communities, the veterans who live in those communities, right, too, if the Search clinic is where they go for their medical care, then they are also qualified.
Rich Moniak, how did Mudrooms find the Healing Hand Foundation?
We request different nonprofits that have expressed interest in the past, and we don't have a real formal application, but people submit a request to be funded, and it's they basically tell us what they do, how they support the community, how they mesh well with our program. I don't have a list of all the different ones we've worked with over the years, but they've all been from Juneau, and they all do something really good for the community.
You mentioned $118,000 you've raised over your going on nine seasons.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot. And how do storytelling and fundraising fit together in your mind?
Well, it gets back to building community. I mean, the money goes back into the community. The storytellers build community. They make connections in town it's kind of unique in Juneau compared to some of the larger communities that do it, like Anchorage. You know, a lot of storytellers will explain to you that, after they've been on stage at Mudrooms, they meet a lot of people that they've seen before in town, and somebody will walk up to them and say, yeah, I heard you on the radio, or I saw you at Mudrooms. And now they know something about that person that they've seen all the time. So it's a good way to build community. We've got as you said in the beginning, it's pretty well packed, especially the first show of the year and the winter shows. And, so it's a great community event.
If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Rich Moniak. He's on the storyboard of the Mudrooms Storytelling event, which is coming up on Tuesday of next week, 7 p.m. at Northern Light United Church. Rich, you've told a few stories there, haven't you?
One there and one at a sort of a Mudrooms-type event, a healthcare thing that was modeled after Mudrooms.
In a minute, we're going to probably work on recruiting some storytellers. What was it for you that inspired you to tell your story?
I didn't really get inspired. I kind of got trapped. I didn't
really
want – I thought I was going to be out of town. And then Amanda Compton, who was one of the founders of the program, that was the first season, and it was the week of folk festival. So they moved it up a week.
Uh-huh.
So I happened to be in town, and she called me and said, "You're on."
All right. So we will be having the storytelling event this Tuesday. And we're in the month of September, so the next one will be in October and then probably November. Can you outline some of the upcoming themes?
Second Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
Yeah. In October, the theme will be acceptance. In November, it's begin again. In December, it's what TF. Animal House in January. Unexpected in February. Left Behind in March. And we end in April in Deep. And we're not going to go through May this year like we have in the past. We're going to skip. Folk Festival is the second week of April, And we've always been the first week of April ahead of that. So we're going to jump from our May show all the way to April 21st and end the season in April.
And I'm guessing that this Tuesday night is full probably of storytellers already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We struggled to get full, but we're full. I think we just filled it up last Friday.
So October must have openings?
October's got openings. I think we got three.
And what's the theme
storytellers.
Again? Storytellers. Storytellers. Yeah. What's the theme for October?
The theme was acceptance.
What's the best way for somebody to sign up to tell a story?
Mudrooms.org. There's a one of the tabs is just says schedule and sign up.
So, George, you haven't told a story, but you've been, right?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
The community atmosphere, and frankly, there's a lot of great humor out there. I mean, I think that we have a lot of humorists in our community when they get into specific recollections, and it's just a warm feeling. You come away from it just feeling like you're just that much deeper in our community.
Melissa, did any of those themes resonate with you? Any ideas sparking?
Yes, actually. And because we are with the Healing Hand Foundation, we're going to offer some traditional foods at this next event since the theme is food for thought. So we're going to take that theme and run with it. So we'll have some great traditional foods, some berry bowls and some salmon and some delicious new opportunities for people to try.
All right.
So I got one last question.
Yeah.
So you asked George, has he done a story? So I'm going to ask you because I know you haven't.
Ooh, he just put you on the spot.
He did. He did. I'm thinking about it, Rich.
Good.
Thank
Good.
You for asking again. Yeah, it's a really enjoyable event. That's Rich Moniak. He's on the storyboard of Mudrooms. And we also heard from Melissa McCormick. She's the executive director at Healing Hand Foundation. And George Reifenstein, who's on the board of the Healing Hand Foundation. Meet them Tuesday night or get to know more about Healing Hand Foundation and hear these storytellers at Northern Light United Church, 7 p.m. Anything else we need to add to the conversation?
I'd like to add just one thing in that if you go to the mudrooms.org website, there are past speakers. You can actually sit and listen to some of them.
Right.
And it's nice to see because everyone, it's a small community. You'll know someone on that list, and it's nice to hear a quick little story. So
sounds good. And Melissa, give us the website once more if we can't make it to the storytelling event and we can contribute to Healing Hand.
Oh, the hhf.org.
Yep. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you,
Scott. Thank you.